I've grown to listen more clearly to the Lord. I invited him to come and share by way of the pre-anniversary celebration, our 20th year at the Zion Church on the fifth Sunday of last month. And I thought he was my friend until he came to Dinwiddie County and he preached. My mind went back 20 years ago, and I thought maybe, Stephanie, he was having a flashback, and he thought Little Zion was vacant again. And so I thought he was in his candidate mode, but I want to remind him that they have a pastor, and he's supposed to be my friend. It just didn't make no sense how he proclaimed the gospel on that day. But your pastor, if you don't know it, your pastor got oil all on him. Amen. I said he has the oil. Let me speak in Elizabethan language. He has an unction on his life. Amen. Serious business on Greater Brookville. And I said this that Sunday morning, and no pun intended, but your pastor have not only understands the passion of preaching, but your pastor also understands the burden of pastoring. And I appreciate that about him. Whenever we're together and we have dismissed with the jolliment and the jokes and cutting up and acting foolish, there's always nuggets of wisdom that he deposits in my life. And so can you help me celebrate the angel of this house one more time? Come on. Amen. Don't hate, celebrate. You can participate. Amen. Let me get to my assignment tonight. It's good to see my cousin came in. Amen. I texted him while I was sitting here tonight and said, man, do you still live in Lynchburg? And he's like, yeah, cuz. And I said, well, I may need your help. And he came right over. He used to play for us at the Zion Church while he was attending Virginia Union. So it's good to see you, Kev. Amen. All right, let's go to work. Meet me tonight in Lamentations chapter 3. Lamentations chapter 3. I need you, oh, I need you. That's old church. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I need thee like the water need the ocean, or it will run dry. I need thee like the many stars above need the sprinkling of the sky. I need thee like tomorrow need the hours of the day to pass by. Lord, I need you more than ever. So hear my humble cry. I need. y'all ought to help me. The oh, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Oh, oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 19. Remembering mine afflictions and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my soul have them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind. Therefore, I have hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Do me a favor, lean over to your worshiping neighbor, grab him by the hand. If you don't want to take him by the hand, you shouldn't have sat next to him. Take him by the hand, look him in the eye and say, neighbor, I still have something to shout about. Amen. That's what I want to talk about tonight. I still have something to shout about. Greater Brookville, let me give this caveat in the beginning of this sermonic presentation. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. And beloved, I am not ashamed of how we celebrate God when we come to church. Now, it may not be particular to African Americans, because there are other cultures that celebrate the Lord as well. But God in heaven knows when we show up feel like it, we know how to pick them up and put them down. Part of that now, beloved, is spiritual. But then I've discovered that the other part of that is cultural, because we shout in more places than at church. Y'all gonna walk with me? I mean, don't get me wrong. We know how to lift up a praise in the house of God. We know how to shout in church, but we also know how to shout in other places than in church. I mean, come on, let's be real for a moment. Have you ever seen one of those game shows? And when the individual's names are called before they even receive anything, they'll bust up a heel and fall down the steps all out of breath before they get to the podium, and they're shouting all the time. I said, we learn how to shout. We know how to shout. A few years ago, Pastor Mitchell, I was preaching in Seattle, Washington, I believe it was, and trying to do there what I'm trying to do here tonight. And it was about noonday, and I heard in the room next door to me, kill him. Go ahead and kill him. You ought to kill him. And just like some of y'all, I'm nosy as well. So I cracked the door and I looked up and down the hall, and I didn't see anyone except the maid's cart. And when I walked out of the door and kept hearing this lady holler, just kill him. Go ahead. Get him. Get him. Get him. I pushed open a door that was ajar, and there was a maid in the room shouting to her voice while watching The Young and the Restless. Kill him, you ought to go ahead. Kill him, get him, get him, get him. We shout, we shout, we shout, we shout. In fact, we shout in times that not necessarily all that spiritual. We can shout at any number of things. But one of the things, Dr. Austin, I want to put my weight on tonight is that sometimes some of us have such a shallow shout. And it only applies when everything is wonderful in our lives. I mean, when everything is going good and going the way we want it to, we can't wait to get to Greater Brookville and lift our hands and get our praise on. As a matter of fact, Pastor have to tell us to sit down. We're so excited about the Lord Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, we give not one testimony, but two and three about the goodness of the Lord. We are convinced of the goodness of God when things are going well. Now, one doesn't take issues when all of our bills are paid and the mortgage is straight and the car note is on time. We are happy in Jesus. Do I have a witness? But what about those times when things are not going the way we want them to? What about those moments when life have reversed in our lives? What about those moments when we're not happy in Jesus, but we're trying to get along the very best? Maybe I got the wrong crowd here. Maybe we're trying to get around the very best that we can. Isn't God still worthy to be praised? I mean, we got it down pat when we come to church. We say God is good, and you say all the time. And then we say all the time, and you say God is good. But God is good, child of God, even when things are not good. I heard one bishop declares that God is good on a bad day. How are you feeling what I'm saying? And so, brothers and sisters, God is worthy of our praise even when things don't seem like they're going to work out for our benefit and for our good. And I believe tonight that the text that's before us is tailored to teach us that if you really learn how to look at what's going on in your life, even though it may not be a moment of comfortability in your life, and even though you may not like what's going on in your life, if you will just observe for a moment and really take stock of what the Lord is doing, I want to sagaciously suggest tonight to you that even if your life is rough, and even if your life is tore up from the flow up, that you still have something to shout about. Go and preach, Darren Brandon. I came tonight to encourage somebody in this place to know that even if this is not your season of ultimate celebration, that God did not bring you this far to leave you where you are right now. And even in the midst of what you're going through, there is something redemptive in the midst of the moment that you're up again. And I hope tonight when you leave here, you'll leave Greater Brookville not having a pity party, but leave out of here having a praise party, declaring that you still have something to shout about. Come here, let's walk around the text for a few moments tonight. This story comes to us from the pen of Jeremiah the prophet. He is known as the weeping prophet. He weeps because he doesn't get taken away by King Nebuchadnezzar during the Babylonian exile. Y'all Bible readers remember that during the Babylonian exile, Nebuchadnezzar took the cream out of the crop and of the neighborhood, and he left a hood in Jerusalem. Okay, y'all ain't feeling me. Okay, he took Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but he left in the neighborhood the Boondock Gang, the Bay Bay Kids. Are y'all feeling me? The South Park Gang he left in Jerusalem. And so he took the cream out of the crop. Ezekiel gets to do ministry in Babylon, but he's with all of the cream of the crop. But Jeremiah doesn't get to go to Babylon. He stays in Jerusalem, and he stays, and he has to deal with the ruin that is in Jerusalem. And so Jeremiah's assignment, church, is to stay there and to minister to the remnant that was not taken away into the Babylonian captivity. Y'all ain't feeling me. Okay, here we go. Jeremiah has to look around, and he has to remember what Jerusalem used to look like before they got took over. And now he looks around and he sees what Jerusalem has become. And church, hear me tonight. This is his assignment. His assignment is to minister to those who were broken, those who were bruised, and those who were left in a mess. And so tonight, church, the question is, how do you encourage yourself when it is your lot in this moment to be left in a mess? I mean, is there anyone in this place other than me that knows what it's like to have one moment in your day when everything is going fine? I mean, when you just riding along, minding your business, come on, you got your church lean on, your church flow, come on, you got your diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a Christian lean. Y'all feel what I'm saying? But just when you turn the curve, there's a bumper crop of issues that keep coming down your way. And Jeremiah says to us tonight, he says, this is how I kept going, even though all hell has broken out in my life. He says, remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and my gall that still has been in remembering. Did y'all hear what he said? He says to us tonight that I remember what has happened and I look around and I see what the Lord has allowed to happen in Jerusalem. And when I survey what God has done, I am humbled what God has said. This is it. He says, this I recalled to my mind. Therefore, I have hope. He says, even though I cry morning by morning, I keep a smile on my face because it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Y'all ain't feeling me. Jeremiah says that if it wasn't for God, this thing would have gone down worse than what it did. It could have gone down like four flat tires if it wasn't for the Lord. But it is because of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Watch this. Because his compassion fail not, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Jeremiah says, I know I got a jacked up assignment. I know I got a messed up assignment, but every time I get up, I'm seeing something new about this God that I serve. And even though I don't like my assignment, like what's going on in my life, the reality is it could be worse than what it is. And so since I know what God has been and I know what God will be, I'm going to keep reminding myself that as long as I hold to God's unchanging hand, I still have something to shout about. If y'all give me a few more minutes, I got three. I want to unpack tonight like it's hot and we'll roll up out of here. Because Jeremiah says tonight that you can still have something to shout about because you are still here, even though it is your assignment to suffer. Do me a favor, look over at your neighbor. I only got 10. Touch your neighbor. So look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor that I have something to shout about because I'm still here. Even though it's my assignment to suffer. Watch the flow of text. Jeremiah says that even though all of this is happening in Jerusalem, I am still here. And I need to recognize tonight that there is something powerful that after I look back over my life and I realize what I've been through, the fact that I'm still here is a reason that I ought to give God a shout. Y'all just missed your shout cue. Is there anybody in here tonight that will take your halo off for a moment and admit that when you look at what's happening around in your life, that there's some stuff that you have been through that other folk go through, they're crazy tonight. There's some stuff that you went through that other folk went through, they have lost their mind tonight. There's some stuff that you went through that other folk went through. They never rebound tonight. But God helped you in the midst of all that you have been through. And you ought to look at your neighbor. This is number two. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I'm still here. Come on, that's the wrong neighbor. Look at the other neighbor and say, you don't know who you sitting next to tonight. I'm still here tonight.
in spite of what I've been through, in spite of what I'm up against, in spite of what I had to go through to get here tonight, you don't know the testimony that I have just to get here tonight. I am still here. Do I have a witness? Somebody in this room can testify that you had your back against the wall, but you're still here tonight. God held you through it. Do I have a witness? God saw you over it. God delivered you from it. God kept you in the midst of it. God shielded you. God protected you. God watched over you. God made a way out of no way. High five somebody and tell them, I'm still here. Do I have a witness in this place? Anybody glad God woke you up this morning? Because if God woke you up, that means you can get up. And if I can get up, that means I can speak up. And if I can speak up, that means I can praise up. And if I can praise up, that means I can raise up. Somebody holler at me, I'm still here. Can we have a sidebar for a minute? Because the reality of this text tonight is simply this. Every now and then, the prophet has to go through the same thing that the people he prophesies into go through. Y'all don't want to be a witness tonight. I wish I had my Sunday morning crowd. See, we always want to find the devil in everything. But you need to remember, child of God, this is God's assignment for Jeremiah. And Jeremiah's assignment is to remain in Jerusalem. And every now and then, child of God, God will have an assignment for you. And it's not an assignment, it's an assignment for a season on your life. And you got to remember, please hear this, sometimes God will send us through seasons of suffering. Come on, stay with me. Come on, stay with me. I know we want to think about the pie in the sky and this prosperity gospel, but can we just be real tonight? Every now and then, you will go through seasons of suffering in life. You see, child of God, if people never see what it looks like for a good person to go through, then they'll never know how to make it through. Y'all ain't feeling me. And so every now and then God will elect some people to go through what everybody else is going through. But you come through it with your hands waving in the air just like you just don't care. Look at your neighbor and tell them, I still have something to shout about. As a matter of fact, some of y'all in here should be shouting right now. When you look back over your life and see what you've been through, you ought to throw your hands in the air and say, God, I thank you that you picked me. Because you could have chosen Brother Bobo. You could have chosen Sister Know-It-All. But God, you looked beyond my fault and saw every one of mine. I thank you that you chose me. Everybody else is having a pity party. But I'm going to have a praise party. Everybody else is crying. But I'm going to celebrate the greatness of God. Everybody else is trying to give up. But I'm going to hold to God's unchanging hand. Do I have a witness? Come on, this is my third one. Touch your neighbor and tell him I'm still here. Okay, I'm not reaching your address. Let me see if I can call a witness tonight. Come here, Kanye West. Help me punctuate this preaching point. And I know y'all saved up here at Greater Brookville. Y'all saved to the bone, so y'all don't know who Kanye West is. So come here, help me, Kanye West, punctuate this preaching point. And Kanye West say, B, I got him. It's just like this. That which don't kill you only makes you stronger. And I wonder tonight, is there anybody in this place that could say that I've been through the storm, I've been through the rain, I've been through the heartaches, I've been through the pain, but I came here tonight to testify that I'm still here. Okay, I still didn't get you. Okay. A few years ago, there was a major movie, Mitch, that came out entitled The Color Purple. And in The Color Purple, some of y'all remember, Mr. was married to Celie. But Mr. Didn't care for Celie. He was a fool for Shug Avery. And so every time Shug Avery would come to town, Mr. would take a bath. He would sit in that rocking chair, allow Celie to come. And this is how you know he was crazy. Allow Celie to come along and put the shaving cream on and then let her sharpen up that blade. And he trusts her with a blade in her hand to shave him. I told you he was a fool. But he was crazy for Shug Avery. One day, Celie decided she wasn't going to take any more And so Sugar Avery was getting ready to leave. She went upstairs, packed her bag, walked down the steps, and Mr. looked at her and said, "Girl, where you going?" She said, "I'm going with Sugar." He looked back at her and said, "How you going with Sugar? You're black, you're uneducated, and you're ugly." Celia dropped up in that car and looked at him when he held his hand up in the air and said, "I may be black and I may be ugly, but I'm still here. And I don't mind, I don't need to bother you tonight, but is there anybody in Greater Brookville who can testify? I got a Celia testimony tonight. I know I look good, but you don't know the pains that I bore. I know I smell good, but you don't know the stuff that I've been through. But when I look back over my life, I got a Sealy testimony. I am still here. The fire didn't burn me. The water didn't drown me. The trouble didn't destroy me. I've had my shares of up and downs, but I'm still here tonight." This is the fourth. Touch your neighbor and tell him, "I'm still here." But not only am I still here, I still have something to shout about because I'm still here. But secondly, this text teaches us tonight that I have something to shout about because I'm still living and learning. If you have your Bibles open, it's right there in the text. It's right there. He says, "It is of the Lord's mercy." God have mercy. "That we are not consumed. His compassion fail not. They are new every morning." I'm living and I'm learning. Now watch the flow of the text, because the reality is I'm living and learning something new about God every day of my life. Watch this. In the midst of my trouble. God help me tonight. Is there anybody here tonight who just was for a moment who can testify that you've learned some stuff about God that you didn't learn in Sunday school? You learned some things about God that you didn't learn by coming to church. But you learned by the University of Hard Knocks. You went through some things and you learned through some things about God. You go through some difficult time, but you come out of it knowing that the Lord is a way maker. You come out of it knowing that he'll wipe tears from your eyes. Anybody here knows that he'll feed you when you get hungry? That he'll be a friend when friends run out on you? That he'll understand when nobody else understands. Talk back with me if you can. I know the Bible declares that weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. But somebody can testify in the midst of this service tonight that there have been times in your life that you've gotten up in the middle of the night waiting for the morning to come. Do I have a witness? But you've learned in the midst of all of that, that God is still God. You can testify tonight that you've seen the lightning flashing and you've heard the thunder roll. You felt sin breakers dashing, trying to conquer your soul. Do I have a witness in this place? You've learned some things about God. And because you've been through what you've been through, now you know some things that you didn't know before. You know that God won't leave you. You know that God has your back. You know that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you think or can imagine. You know that no weapon that's formed against you shall be able to prosper. You know that every lying tongue will cease. You know that he's able, even when you can't walk, that he's able to pick you up and carry you along. You know that he'll protect you from dangers seen and unseen. Is there anybody here tonight who can say, "I know some things about God"? Every morning that I get up, I've learned something new about God. And I still have something to shout about because I'm learning something brand new about this God that I serve. You see, I'm not just preaching this to you tonight. I've learned this out of my own experience. When I started preaching, I was 18 years old. And at 18, Mitch, all I had was a testimony. Y'all ain't hear what I'm saying. That's all I had was a testimony. And so I would go around and I would say, "I believe he'll make a way out of no way. I believe he'll fight my battle. I believe that he'll protect me." That's when I was 18, 19 years old. I hadn't been through much yet. Hadn't experienced anything yet. I hadn't done anything yet. That was when I was young. But now, when I'm getting ready to turn to Big 5-0, I don't say I believe anymore, but I've walked with God long enough that I moved from I believe to I know. I wish I had my crowd here. I know he'll open doors that no man can close. I know that he'll close doors that nobody can open. I know that God will fight your battles. I wish I had somebody else here. I know that he'll give me joy. I know that he'll give me peace. I know he'll walk with me. I know the Lord will make a way somehow. I know that if he did it before, he'll do it again. I know that he's able to fix it. I know because I'm living and I'm learning. God bless you tonight. But I got one more thing. I told you, first of all, that I have something to shout about because I'm still here. I told you, secondly, that I have something to shout about because I'm still living and learning. But if you put the squeeze on this text, there's one more thing. Finally, I still have something to shout about because I believe that everything is going to be all right. Do I have a witness? Come on, this is number five. Touch your neighbor and tell them everything is going to be all right. Come on, if you still have your Bibles open, it's right there. He says, this I recall to my mind. Therefore, I have hope. Now watch, Stephanie, where his hope is coming from. His hope is not coming from what he sees. God help me. His hope is coming from what he knows. He says, I have to recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Okay, oh, watch this. He says, I got to keep recalling to my mind so that until I see something different, I got to remind myself that everything is going to be all right. Okay, come here, David. David says, I would have fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land. Y'all do know the Bible up here, don't you? In other words, the world says, Mitch, we say stuff like seeing is believing. But David says, no, I couldn't see to believe. I had to believe until I could see. Y'all still with me? Have you hung up on me? David says, I would have given up unless I believe to see. In other words, every now and then, I got to know it's going to be all right, even though it's not all right, until it becomes all right. I hear you. 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 You saying, Reverend, you don't know my situation. Preacher, you may have something to shout about, but you don't know that I can't see a thing where I am right now. Well, that's when you need to say, child of God, you need to say, Jesus, let me see your eyeglasses. let me see if I can make this live. A few years ago, we was celebrating with our senior deacon. He and his wife have been married 50 years. And so I decided that I wanted to do something special for him. And so I took him to Morton's Steakhouse, downtown Richmond. And if you've ever been to Morton's, you know Morton's is off the chain. You're not going to eat off no paper plates at Morton's. No plastic utensils, not at Morton's. Fine china. The lights are dim. The aesthetics are off the chain. And so we went in, and we were sitting there. And all of a sudden, I noticed my deacon picked up the menu. He pushed it out, poured it back in. Pushed it out, poured it back in. So I said, Deke, I thought maybe he was looking for the prices. I said, Deke, don't worry about it. I got it. I got you. I got you. Now he poured it, pushed it out, poured it back in. But his wife, who was sitting next to him, took note of what her husband was doing. And so his wife, as only as a wife could do, took her eyeglasses off and handed it to him. He put her glasses on, and he was able to see what was on the menu. Okay, I used to be slow also. And all I'm trying to tell you, child of God, that every now and then, when things look like your situation ain't gonna fan out the way you want it to, you need to say, Jesus, let me see your eyeglasses. Because when I look at it through the eyeglasses of Jesus, I'm reminded that eyes have not seen, nor have ears heard, nor have it entered into the heart of man, the good things that God has in store for us that love God according to his word. And I don't know who you are tonight, but somebody in this place tonight can testify that you still have something to shout about tonight, because God has always been by your side. You ought to touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, I don't know how you feel about him tonight, but the Lord has always been by my side. Can I get a witness? You see, if God was going to leave you, he would have left you at the bar years ago. If God was going to leave you, he would have left you at the club years ago. If God was going to leave you, he would have left you at the Piccadilly years ago. But is there anybody in here tonight who don't mind testifying? I'm glad that God has always been by my side. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, I don't know what you're going through, but I know a God who has walked with you. I know a God who will stand by your side. I know a God who will carry you through. That's the wrong neighbor. Turn to your other neighbor and say, neighbor, I don't mean to bother you tonight, but I feel like shouting tonight, because when I think of what the Lord has done, and when I think of where he brought me from, when I think how he saw me over, and when I think of how he healed my body, I can't sit down tonight, but I gotta lift my hands and give God praise. Turn to somebody else tonight. I say, neighbor, I don't mean to bother you tonight, but you don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. You don't know. You weren't there. You don't know when, and you don't know where. You don't know what the Lord has done for me. Am I right about it? Turn around and give somebody a high five and say, neighbor, I don't know what you're facing tonight, but wherever you are tonight, just remember that it's just Friday. I know it's Tuesday night, but you've got to remember that it's just Friday. And you know what happened on Friday. On Friday, they hung them up high. On Friday, they stretched them out wide. On Friday, he died. I said, didn't he die? He died. I said, didn't he die? But early Sunday morning, he got up with power. Not just power, but all power in his hand. Have I got a witness? You ask me why I shout in the midst of my problems, why I shout in the midst of my pain, why I shout in the midst of my issues, because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, we wouldn't be here tonight. So I don't mind bothering you. Just help me close this. Can I ask y'all a question? I said, can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? Won't he make a way? Won't he provide? Won't he open doors? Won't he heal your body? Won't he walk with you? Won't he talk with you? Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Grab your neighbor's hand. Hold that hand. Hold that hand. Don't hold it like a dead fish, but hold it like a child of God. And hold that hand. Shake it and rock it. Rock it and shake it. Shake it and rock it. Rock it and shake it. And say, neighbor, if he's made a way, you ought to shout about it. If he opened doors, you ought to shout about it. If he provided for you, you ought to shout about it. If he's been your healer, you ought to shout about it. If he's been your joy, you ought to shout about it. Shout. If he opened doors, shout. If he saved your soul, shout. If he provided for you, I know he's all right. I know he's all right. I know he's all right. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. I still have something to shout about. I'm still here. I'm still living and I'm learning. And I got hope that everything is going to be all right. I said everything is going to be all right. He says, this I recall to my mind. Therefore, I have hope. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. His compassion fell not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. That's what I proclaim every day of my life. That the Lord is faithful. I don't try to wrestle with all of the statistics. And you know, I was bothered a couple weeks ago about how in the world can these people be supporting an individual that's running in the Republican primary. And when they ask them, what's your favorite Bible verse? Oh, it's personal. But yet he's projected in the polls. Well, do you go to church? No, I don't go to church when I have my little piece of bread and my wine. And, you know, but he don't speak anything about policies or what he's going to do. He's just angry. And yet they're following him. But I got hope that everything. My hope is not in Donald Trump. My hope don't come from the White House and don't come from President Barack Obama. I got hope that everything is going to be all right. I still have something to shout about. Because God is faithful. I used to laugh at the old saints when they say stuff like, Mitch, that he's been better to me than I've been to myself. But now I understand what they were saying. That God has been more faithful to me. Okay, let me qualify. God has been more faithful to us than we've been to him. God is so faithful. Do you realize that this morning that God didn't let you wake up to the leftover mercy? But according to the text, he gave you brand new mercy. Y'all still ain't getting this. Okay. That God loves you so much, my brother. God loves you so much, my sister. That every time you comb your hair and the hairs come out, God has to do a new count, a recount on the hairs on your head. He's been faithful. He is faithful. So faithful is our God. And tonight, child of God, you can have joy in your life because you're still here. You're still living and learning. And you got hope that everything is going to be all right. Let me extend an invitation to discipleship tonight. Somebody in this room have never met the Lord Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sin. You never said yes to the Lord. You never opened up your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. You've just been going through the motions. You come to Greater Brookville because you like Pastor Mitchell, you know. You like the music. You know, you pat your feet, you clap your hands, but you have yet made a confession of faith. You have never said yes to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so you're just going through the motion. But can I tell you tonight, the music is fine. The commitment to the Lord is fine. For preaching, the preaching is fine. But the only thing that's going to heaven, the only ones going to heaven is those that are saved. I'm not even asking about church membership. Because you can join Greater Brookville tonight and join White Rock tomorrow and still go to hell. I'm asking tonight, is your soul right with God? Don't leave out of here tonight and think that because you're young, you got tomorrow that's promising to you. I was in Memphis, Tennessee last week, and I got a call on Thursday morning at 6 o'clock in the morning from one of my members. Her nephew, 21 years old, was shot to death. Later on that afternoon, got another call from her. Another nephew was shot to death, 25. You don't have the next moment. All you have is right now. The old church used to sing a song. They say, get right with God and do it now. Get right with God and he will show you how. Down at the cross where he shed his blood. Get right, get right, get right with God. Tonight, child of God, if you're not saved, this is your time to get right with God. I don't want you to leave this room tonight not saved. So if you're here and you're not saved, we extend to you an invitation to discipleship to give your life to the Lord. Secondly, if you say, well, preacher, I'm saved, I love Jesus, but I'm looking for a church home. Let me tell you, Greater Brookfield is an awesome ministry. Pastor Mitchell's an anointed voice for such a time as this. And they would love to have you come and be a part of their church family and grow in the things of God. Don't procrastinate. Don't hesitate. Do it tonight. If you're unsaved, come give your life to the Lord. Second, if you need church membership, won't you come tonight in the name of Jesus? And finally, the final call tonight, there's somebody in this room. You're wrestling with your own issues, wrestling with your own problems in life, and it feels like you're in it by yourself. But hear me tonight, child of God. The Lord has brought you through already so much. So much. You are living, moving, breathing testimony about the hand of God. Tonight, I want to pray over you. I want to pray with you. You may know somebody tonight who's not here. You want to lift them up in prayer. The altar's open. We're going to pray for you tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus, don't let this moment pass you by. Tonight, don't let this moment pass you by. This is your chance, your opportunity, your moment. Do it tonight. You need strength for the journey. It seems like everything around you is wasting away. But can I tell you, God is a sustainer. God is a heaper. He's a way maker. He is a healer. And he did not bring you this far to leave you where you are right now. Pray we'll all be ready. Why don't you come tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus? Come on, my brother. Come on, my sister.
Pray we'll all be ready for his return.
In the name of Jesus.
Pray that we'll get our business straight so we can all meet at the gate. I pray we'll all be ready for his return. Walking by the road, one of them had a heart pure as gold. The sky was split, the pure in heart raptured away.
Yes, sir.
But the word of the other one left behind,
did not,
who did not purge his heart in time, cried to the Lord, but for him it is too late.
Yes, pray.
I pray that
pray.
We'll all be ready.
Pray we'll all be ready. Pray we'll all be ready. For his return,
I pray that we'll get our business straight.
So we're all.
So we can all
meet at the gate.
Meet at the gate.
Yes.
I pray we'll all be ready for his return.
Very quickly tonight, take your neighbor by the hand. We're going to prepare to pray. I'm going to ask Pastor Austin to come. He's going to lead us in this moment of prayer. And as he leads us in prayer, I want you to pray for your neighbor. Hear me tonight. I want you to pray for your neighbor. I know you have a prayer request. You have prayer concerns. But I want you to pray for your neighbor tonight. You may not even know their name. You don't need to know what they're up against. But I want you to intercede for that person whose hand you have tonight. Come on. There's community in this place tonight. There's koinonia in this place tonight. Let's touch and agree as God moves.
Father, we thank you tonight. First of all, for your grace and for your mercy. Thank you for your ever kindness. God, we thank you for your glory. But God, we thank you tonight as the man of God has shared with us and encouraged us. We're thankful that we still have something to shout about. God, some of us have been through hell and high waters. God, we've gone through so much that some folk have even encouraged us to throw in the towel. They've encouraged us to quit and just give up. But God, you put something on inside of us, something that we could not explain, something that we don't know exactly where it came from, but you gave something inside of us for us to keep on keeping on. And God, in the midst of what we're going through, God, I decree and I declare that every devil in hell has no room of discouragement in our lives. God, that we can weed out the naysayers. Tell all of those, God, who have negative import in our lives, to tell them of the God that we serve. Tell them how good you have been to us. And as the man of God has said, God, if you bring us out one time, you'll bring us out again. God, we stand here tonight as witnesses of you being a powerful God. Thanking you tonight, God, for not for what you've done, but simply because of who you are. God, take us higher tonight. Search us on the inside. God, fix us where we need to be fixed. Heal us where we need to be healed. And we promise tonight, God, that after you have done with us, whatever it is you want to do, we'll give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Thanking you tonight for traveling mercies. Thanking you for the man of God. Thank you for the angel of this house. God, we're praying that whatever you've done here tonight, take us even higher tomorrow night. God, whatever you put in the man of God for tonight, give him a double portion tomorrow night. God, that he may pour out his soul with everything that you have put inside of him. And God, we promise you that if you answer our prayers, we will bless your name above every name. We honor you, God, and we thank you for all that you've done. Forgive us of our sins. And be with us. Lead us. And guide us. God, until we meet again tomorrow night, watch over us tonight. Let every heart that loves God say amen, 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 and amen. Amen. Would you do me a favor tonight? Look at the person beside you and say, neighbor, neighbor, God loves you, and so do I. Amen. Amen. You are dismissed. God bless you. Hug two or three people. Bring somebody back with you tomorrow night. In the name of Jesus. Amen.